You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my show. How are you all doing? I hope you had a fantastic week. I know it was a good week. Yesterday, we had that pink full moon, and I kind of wanted to surface touch on that a little bit. It was in Libra, so that means it was intense energy for balance, for relationships, for letting go, for setting intentions. So I did want to surface touch on that a little bit because I do get so many calls on relationships, basically people, whether it's friendships or family. These are relationships every single day. But what I want to talk about that comes up really strongly in a lot of the readings is about the person that you can't let go of. And I'm often asked why. So tonight, I figured I'd just talk and tell you that sometimes, even when you try to move on somebody and you know that they're not for you, that thought stays in your head constantly. You wake up with it, you go to bed with it. And, you know, and sometimes there's still in that energy field that really hurts when you think about it. It sets the tone for your day, actually. So, and those aren't just random things that happen to us. There's always a reason for these type of relationships. So again, my name is Maria, AskMariaNow.info, 640-208-1014 if you need to connect with me. And I just wanted to say to everybody that not every connection is meant to last, right? They always have a purpose. They're always in there for some sort of purpose. And something you build on and you start learning about patterns, you start learning about yourself and you start learning about people and society. Sometimes the connections are real, but the timing is off. Some of the connections I wanted to go by that I've been asked, they are three mainly come to my mind when I think about this. And one are the soul ties. Right. And those are the emotional attachments that we have history with. Right. You get attached, the souls stay connected, and we always learn something from them. The other ones are not the really great ones that I want to talk about. Those are the trauma bonds. And those are the highs and lows in a relationship. Those are the ones where you just meet them and you feel on fire and you got the connection. And then all of a sudden, boom, you hit the floor and you don't know what the hell happened. And those are often considered mistaken for love, right? We think it's love. We think, well, how could it be so intense? How could it be so great? How could we have such chemistry? And then all of a sudden that big letdown comes. And if it really was love, I don't think love would do that, right? Love, you love unconditionally through the heart and the soul. So they're often, those trauma bonds are often mistaken for love. The other one I want to talk about are the spiritual connections. Those are the ones that really pull deep into your soul. And those are the ones where you just feel like you've known them forever. And, you know, this person, they can feel your words, they know you. And those are really great relationships that you could have. But strong doesn't always mean that it works. And strong doesn't always mean that it's right now. And even though we question why these people are in our lives, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's illusion, sometimes it's trauma. And every single one of those relationships that we have, there is a purpose or a learning that we had to learn. So I kind of tell my clients to ask yourself, does this person bring peace or confusion in your life? Is it worth your peace, or is it worth waking up every single day thinking, where is he or she, or what are they doing? Are they cheating? And they send out these mixed signals, like, who wants to live like that every day? But those trauma bonds keep us in that, right? Those trauma bonds, it excites us and destroys us at the same time. And sometimes we also hang on to a person that was, and they aren't that person anymore. We all elevate. We all grow. Our souls grow. We all change as life goes on, and we get different perspectives. And sometimes we just hold on to that person that was. And that's another hard one to walk away from. But most times, deep inside, we always, always know the answer. We don't want to accept it, but we definitely know the answer. So these are the kind of relationships that I think we all have to take note of, right? And I can tell you that the connection, what it means, how you feel, how we could dissect it, and there's no guessing on it. When you need some clarity, when you need to look at the direct facts of the relationship, sometimes it's just good to write it on a piece of paper. You know, I love this about this person, but this happens. And if we actually just sat and wrote it down, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we could get a clearer vision of the type of relationship it is. Is it a soul bond? Is it trauma? But anyway, I wanted to go over that, and I did want to get a reading in for tonight. But if you ever need any clarity on a relationship, you could always reach me. Give me a call. I'd be so happy to help you to identify what you're in so you get the clarity that you need so you could stay, go, or just feel so much better, okay? So let me see who I'm going to do a reading for tonight. Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, hi, Michelle.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good,
yes,
honey.
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. How can I help?
Let's see. I would see if you could see into my son if he is going to get his life together.
Okay.
I don't know if you could do that. He just moved in with me.
Okay. What's his age group?
Old, 40.
He's 40? Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
That's fine. We've all been there. We're all mothers and we all understand that, right?
Oh, I know.
We're all mothers and we all understand that. You sound like you come from where I come from. You're a New York girl?
New York, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But a Valley girl, actually, the Hudson Valley.
Oh, really? My sister lives up
Hudson way. Valley.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
where does she live?
My sister lives in Westchester County.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's up for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see if your son's going to get it together. And it's hard when you move with them when they're older, right? It's not so easy. He is quite stubborn. He's stubborn. He could be really stubborn. He doesn't like to take direction. He's there for situational, not because they really want to be there, right? And it's really hard, not only on him, but it's really hard on you, right? They don't get the dynamic that goes on there, right?
Right.
You know, he has a variety of choices. He never really sits and thinks about that too much, but it got him into the position where he is today and where you're both at, because this is the both of you really dealing with it. I'm going to tell you, to be honest, it's going to take him a little while to figure it out. It's not going to be the easiest time for both of you, not only for you, but not only for him either, right? It's the both of you that are going to be situation that nobody really wants that. We want our kids, you know, on our own, but we all go back to that at some point in our lives, right? He will have an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
He will have an opportunity to get his life together. So there's hope for him. So don't worry. And he will have the opportunity. What's going on with his money? Is he having some money things going on? Is there money issues, or he's seeking something with money?
Yeah, he has money issues right now.
Okay. So that again is going to be resolved. But again, this is not an overnight success story. This is a pull, give and pull, you know, kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And he has to be willing to listen. And I think right now he's just, you know, that he feels defeated. So, you know, when they get defeated as men in their 40s, they don't want to be there. And I think on you emotionally, it's not going to be the easiest time right now for you. But I will tell you, right. Michelle, I will tell you that it's going to take a little bit of time, but you're going to get through this with him. Let me see what else I get on him.
Yes, I do. I get through a lot of mountains with him.
You go to climb mountains
through a lot.
Yeah. But he's going to navigate
a lot.
Yeah, he's definitely going to navigate it. And the things that in his own perception that he's feeling he's held back from, he's going to get some aha moments. And I think even though they don't want to hear from us, you know, we could throw little digs. I know I do. Right. We throw these little words out there and they listen, whether we think they don't, they do. And he's going to be okay. And you're both going to be okay. I just want you to know that it's just temporary.
Oh, okay.
This isn't going to be life. Get him.
Right.
Yeah, what were you going
to say? It takes time to heal old wounds.
It takes time to heal,
you know?
Wounds, right? Oh, yeah, I do know. I really do know that.
Yes, it does.
But I know that you're going to be okay. Did you have anything more you wanted me to look into, Michelle? I just don't want you to lose hope. I really am telling you, he's going to get
it. No, I'm not going to lose hope.
Don't.
I'm not losing hope at all. You know, he could have a lot going for him. It's just getting the right, you know, the guidance. That's what he needs, guidance.
Right. He needs guidance and he needs, you know, he's going to figure it out. Don't worry. He's in a good spot, right? We're mothers, right? Even though they don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
But, you know. Tough, but you're going to be wonderful, Michelle. So I want you to have a happy holiday, Holy Week.
You too. And thank you for letting me know that things are going to get better.
Yes, they will. He's a little stubborn.
It takes time.
Yes, it does. All right.
He is. Okay, I appreciate it. Have a happy Easter.
You too, sweetheart. We'll
talk. Thank you so much.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
So everybody have a happy Holy Week and happy Easter to all of you out there. God bless you all.